Thank you, Brianna. Hear now the scripture for today from Romans 8, 26 to 39. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for those who love God and who are called according to his purposes. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Jesus Christ who died. Yes, who was raised, who at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? It is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I have to start with, a couple months ago, I think it was, Lori started a sermon with she was preaching on a Paul passage and said something about Lutherans like Paul. So apparently I'm holding up to my Lutheran tradition of liking Paul from going with the text from Romans. I'm going to start with a little story this morning. There was a Jewish man who had grown away from the church after he graduated from high school. This man had found out one of his good friends had become a rabbi in one of the local synagogues. Although this man had been to synagogue, hadn't been to synagogue in about 20 years, he decided he would go back on this day. He was running a little late when he arrived, so he just kind of slipped into the back, hoping that no one would see him. However, when the rabbi stepped up front, he noticed this familiar face. And when it came time to call someone forward to do the readings of the prayers, he called on this man. Immediately, this man became very nervous and was unsure of what he was going to do because he had not read Hebrew in almost 20 years. When he reached the front of the synagogue, he looked down at the text and realized that he couldn't remember how to read Hebrew. He began to tremble a little bit until he realized that the one thing he remembered about Hebrew was the alphabet. So he started to pray the alphabet. At the end of the prayer, the rabbi asked the man, "Why did you just pray the alphabet?" The man responded with, "Because God is now able to take those letters and from them form them into the words that I could not say anymore, and even more than what we think. So not only can you pray words to God, but remember, if you are not the type to stay silent when praying, that you can always pray the ABCs." This is a story that in my years working at camp, we would share almost on a regular basis with the kids, because kids are one that struggles. But also adults struggle to pray, and prayer can be one of the hardest things to do, especially in our time of struggles. Some other times it seems to just come right to us, and we can have a nice conversation with God, which is what prayer should be. In today's reading, we learn how the Holy Spirit can intercede in our prayers for us. The story I shared at the beginning is just one example of the Spirit interceding. By praying the alphabet, the letters are out there for God and the Spirit to work together to form what's on our hearts. When I think of the passage from Romans, the first thing that comes to mind is a camp song, Light the Fire. I go to this song specifically for the line that says, "You breathe new life right through me, like a mighty rushing wind." In those moments in our lives where we are struggling with our faith and really struggling to pray are the times that the Spirit comes through like a mighty rushing wind. The Spirit breathes into us and helps us to share the struggles we are having with God, as well as sharing those struggles with other people. I think of all the times that I had trouble coming up with something to say when I needed to pray, but I knew I needed to say a prayer of some sort, and somehow I managed to pray, and that seemed very meaningful. This summer in my CPE experiences, I sit down with people and I pray with them, and there are several times I go in there and I don't know what I'm going to say in a prayer, and it just comes out, and I've had several people look at me and say, that was one of the most beautiful prayers I've ever had somebody say for me. And so that, and I attribute that to the Spirit moving through me like a mighty rushing wind. The Spirit is able to help us when we are so weak that we can't become strong. And again, remember that we are forgiven. The Spirit intercedes with us even when all we can do is say a big sigh. Verse 27 tells us that God searches the heart and the Spirit intercedes. When God is searching in our hearts, the Spirit is able to express our feelings and thoughts to God through its presence. We must also remember that those times when the Spirit needs to intercede for us are times that we can remember that we are forgiven. God works alongside of us in all situations, no matter how hard things get or no matter how scared we are of something. Prayer is such an important part of our lives, but yet it is so hard at times. It is important to remember that prayer can be just like a conversation with a friend. Also, we need to remember there is no right or wrong way to pray. We just need to allow the Spirit to work through us in our prayers. Going to leave you with one other story that's another way of prayer. Many of you probably have a deck of cards sitting around your house someplace, and here's where this story goes. There was a young soldier in a bunkhouse all alone one Sunday morning over in Afghanistan. It was quiet that day. The guns and the mortars and landmines, for some reason, hadn't made a noise. The young soldier knew it was Sunday, the holiest day of the week. As he was sitting there, he got out an old deck of cards and laid them across his bunk. Just then, an army sergeant came in and said, "Why aren't you with the rest of the platoon?" The soldier replied, "I thought I would stay behind and spend some time with the Lord." The sergeant said, "Looks like you're going to play cards." The soldier said, "No, sir. You see, since we're not allowed to have Bibles or other spiritual books in this country, I've decided to talk to the Lord by studying this deck of cards." The sergeant asked in disbelief, "How will you do that?" "You see, the ace, sergeant, it reminds that there is only one God. The two represents the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Or that's the three. The two is the two parts of the Bible, the Old and the New Testament." That makes more sense. "The three is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The four are the four apostles, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The five are the virgins that were 10, but only five of them were glorified. The six is for the days it took God to create the heavens and the earth. The seven is for the day God rested after working 6 days. The eight is for Noah's family and his wife, their three sons, their wives, in which God saved the eight people from the flood that destroyed the earth for the first time. The nine is for the lepers that Jesus cleansed of leprosy. He cleansed 10, but 9 never thanked him. The 10 represents the 10 commandments that God handed down to Moses on tablets made of stone. The jack is a reminder of Satan, one of God's first angels, but he got kicked out of heaven for his sly and wicked ways and is now the joker of eternal hell. The queen stands for Virgin Mary, and the king stands for Jesus, for he is the king of all kings. When I count the dots on all the cards, I come up with 365 total, one for every day of the year. There are a total of 52 cards in a deck, each is a week, 52 weeks in a year. The four suits represent the four seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter. Each suit has 13 cards. There are exactly 13 weeks and a quarter. So when I want to talk to God and thank him, I just pull out this old deck of cards, and they remind me of all that I have to be thankful for. The sergeant just stood there, and after a minute, with tears in his eyes and pain in his heart, he said, "Soldier, can I borrow that deck of cards?" So I challenge you some today to accept the different ways of prayer that are available and out there, and even create your own sometimes. Because like I said, prayer is one of the hardest things we can do with our faith, but yet it's one of the most important. So feel free to pray the alphabet, pray with a deck of cards, pray in silence, pray in whispers, pray out loud at the top of your lungs. Thank you.
Let us sing the song of commitment. There's a spirit in the air, number 257, verses 1, 3, 5, and 7.